Our story begins in Todd's office at Dean Industries. Todd is working at his desk when Hannah walks in.
Hey there, handsome. Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No way. You're a sight for sore eyes.
Is Serena overworking you again?
Yeah, I have a stack of paperwork to go through a mile high.
I can see that.
Did you find anything out about Ellie?
I told Rax about what Charlie had said, and he went straight to talk to her. But I haven't heard from him again.
No, I really hope that that's not true.
So do I.
Hey, weren't you supposed to look at dresses with Raven this morning? How did that go?
As a matter of fact, we did. And I fell in love with the second dress I tried on and didn't want to take it off.
Does that mean that you've made a decision?
Yeah. I'm going to be a beautiful bride for you, Todd Malone.
It sounds like someone in here is making some wedding plans.
Hello, Serena.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm sure you heard the news that Todd and I will be married.
Yes, congratulations.
Serena, did we have a meeting scheduled?
I came to see if you finished with the September preliminaries, but I guess... you know what? I have to go. I'll catch you later.
Geez, what was that all about?
I have no idea.
At St. John Hospital, Wanda, Agnes, and Rex are in Ellie's room by her bed. Ellie has not woken up since her brain surgery.
What does the doctor say about Ellie waking up? Shouldn't she be awake by now?
She was heavily sedated after the surgery.
I can't stand seeing her lying there like that. That Trey Gallagher did this to her.
Mom, I didn't want to admit it, but now that we know about the heroin, there's no denying it. Somehow we have to keep Ellie away from him.
Somebody better keep him away from me, or else I'll be going to jail for killing him myself.
You're going to have to stand in line.
Right now, he's Ellie's husband, and technically he has the right to make any decisions necessary about her condition.
What kind of decisions are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just saying that he's the one who signed the surgery papers, and he's the one that they're going to come to if any other surgery or follow-up is needed.
That man belongs in jail. We have to do something legally to keep him away from her.
I think you're right. I'm going to call a lawyer to see what our options are.
I need to get out of here and get some air.
So do I.
I'll stay here with Ellie.
Come find us if anything changes.
I will. Oh, Ellie, what a mess. Why didn't I listen to Mom and force you to tell me what was going on with Trey?
Rex?
Hannah, thanks for coming.
I came down here with Chuck. He's outside talking to your mother.
She was doing heroin, Hannah. My sister. How could this happen right under my nose without me knowing it?
Rex, we all backed away. We didn't have any reason to think she was doing drugs.
But everyone was suspicious of Trey, and with good reason. But none of us did anything about it.
I feel bad, too. I just moved right out of there when Trey asked me to. I could have stuck around for a while and kept an eye on things. And now, I'm out planning my wedding. I don't see how I can have a wedding with Ellie laying here like this.
Hannah, don't change your plan. Ellie wouldn't want that. You and Todd have waited too long to be together. We all know that life is way too short to waste any time.
I can't even think about that right now. I just want Ellie to be better. We love you, Ellie. Be all right, okay? Please?
At the Wells and Goldstein Law Firm, CJ has just arrived at Marshall's office.
CJ, I don't know what to do with you anymore. Why are you not in school?
Dad, I've hardly seen you the past few days. We have to talk.
Son, I don't know any more about your mother today than I did when she first left.
Oh no? Well, I do.
What do you mean? Did you hear from her?
No, but I now know why she left.
What are you talking about?
It has something to do with Alexandra Jones, doesn't it?
Alexandra Jones?
Come on, Dad. I talked to Alexandra, and I know she was your high school girlfriend. But what I don't get is, why would this make Mom so upset?
You talked to Alexandra? How?
I know her, Dad. One of my friends from Windsor, Lucas, the one who died last year, was living with her. She told me you dated in high school, that she only recently found out you were in New York. I thought you two were having an affair or something.
Alexandra knows I'm in New York?
Yes. What does this all mean, Dad? Why do you have a secret file with information about Alexandra in it? And who was Serena?
Son, look. I did a little research into my past. That's all. It means nothing. This isn't the reason your mother left.
I don't believe you. Tell me the truth, damn it.
I've said all I'm going to say on the subject.
Back at St. John Hospital, Rex and Chuck are talking by Ellie's bed.
Thanks for coming by, Chuck. Your friendship to Ellie means a lot to her. I know.
To me, too.
Look, I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. Will you stay here with Ellie while I'm gone?
Of course.
If Trey comes back here, tell him that I'm looking for him.
Ellie, I sure hate to see you lying here like this. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but if you can, please wake up. There was a time when you and I were growing closer that I really thought I might have found the person I want to spend my life with. I know. I never said it at the time. I got so busy with the rec center that I let our friendship slide. Why didn't I tell you how I felt at the time? I was falling in love with you, Ellie. I think deep down, I still love you. I could always talk to you without being judged or lectured. Even when my royally screwed up past came back to bite me, you stood by me. So what happened? Why did we drift apart? The doctor said the sedative should be wearing off, so why don't you wake up so I can see those big, beautiful eyes of yours? You have the best eyes, Ellie. Ellie, are you waking up?
Chuck, is that you?
Yes, Ellie. I'm so happy to see you awake. Let me go get the doctor.
It was my fault, Chuck.
Thank you. Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.